Okay, today's daf is Krisis Daf Yudalid, and we are on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Tanur Rabbanan, sixth medium line on Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. Says the Gemara, if you remember what we have been talking about, the Isser of Knisa LeMikdash. Machlokas Rishonim, whether the Isser is plain Knisa, just going into the Mikdash when one is drunk, or is it only if one does the avoda after having gone into the Beis HaMikdash, into certain areas, the Azara. So that is a machlokas we saw between the Rambam and the Ramban, and Tosfos and the Rambam. And machlokas tanam, exactly what is included in the Isser. Is it any type of wine? Is it any type of intoxicating beverage? Is it only as long as it is undiluted? Different shittas in the Tanaim, as we saw, apply to a Knisa, a Kohen Knisa of a Mikdash. But now the Gemara says this doesn't only apply in the case of a Kohen, it also applies to Paskening Halacha. And that's what we saw from the story that was quoted the end of the yesterday's shiur, where Rav Ashi didn't want to Paskin until the effects of the Yontif drink left him, and therefore he waited and delayed giving an answer until the next day. And even though it was diluted, he said, well, I had more than a revius, so therefore I'm still not allowed to paskin. The Gemara does not bring up here another context which is similar to avoda, and that is duchening. If Kohen drinks something, he's also not allowed to duchen, and that's why a Kohen duchens only by shachris. Even though there's nothing inherently connected between duchening, birchas, nesias kapayim, and shachris, more than mincha, but because of the chash shichris and low plug, so that's why we do not have kohanim duchen by mincha, unless it is a tiny sibur in certain places. By on Yom Kippur, so then they duchen by musaf and by ne'ilif if it's before shkia. But otherwise, the minhag on Yom Kippur is not to duchen by mincha, but by other tiny sibur, they do again because there's no chash shichris. And the other context is by studying and coming up with halachic psakim, as we just said, but now the Gemara is going to go into that a little more. Tanu Rabbanan, ulahavdu bein hakodesh uvein hachol, to distinguish between kodesh and chol, elu, this is coming up with decisions relating to damim va'arachin, charamim va'hekdeshos. That's damim and arachin, as we discussed at length in Masechet Arachin. Damim meaning values of something belonging to the Beis HaMikdash that I just figure out based on what they're exactly worth. Arachin are the fixed values that are set out in Parshas Bechukosai. Charamim vehekdeshos, and the other ways of being makdish items to the Beis HaMikdash. Beina tameo, beina tahor, elu tameos vataros. This is the laws of Tumah Vatara that one has to come up with. Ulahoros zuhara'a. Lahoros is where a psak is required. Es kol hachukim, elu hamedrashos. Chukim means the drashos chazal that one comes up with. Kavachomer and others. Ashadibra Hashem zuhalacha. Dibra Hashem, that includes outright halacha studying. Beyond Moshe, Ze Talmud. Beyond Moshe means Talmud. What does that mean? The Torah Shebal Peh, the what's behind the halacha and the chukim. Yachal afa Mishnah. I might think even Mishnah, one is not allowed to study when one is drunk. Tamalomar ula horos. And therefore what? Therefore Rashi explains you don't paskin from a Mishnah, and that's why there is no danger of halacha here. Rashi just means halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Other that might just mean the study of different areas. That's what Rashi says. I think the other Rishonim said others. Pshatim, that's what Rashi said here. But Lahoros, the Gemara says the first opinion, that only Mishnah is excluded because you don't pass it from a Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Yochalaf Talmud. You might think Talmud is also included in the Isser. Talmud, Omer, Lahoros. No, that also. We don't pass it from a Gemara. And therefore, one can study, one can give a shiur in Lamdas, even though one drunk something, because there's no danger that... Sorry? Rashi says... Right, for halacha. Right, halacha means the Moshe B'Sinai, and Rashi's right. The other midrash said Darshu B'Pirka. Right, I was just correcting myself about halacha. So the second day of Rabbi Yossi, Berebi Yehuda, excludes Gemara as well from the Isser. Period. Kaman Oz Lahadatanya, who is the one that says, is the author of the following brisa, Yasa Sheretz Tambi Vitzvardeya Tahar, you're allowed, a posik is allowed to say, a sheretz is tamei, and a tzvardeya is tahar. Pashat halachas, sheshtuya yayin morid v'enoraha. Who says that's allowed? Neighbor Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Yivlo Rabbanan. Should we say that is Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? And not the Rabbanan, because he's the one that says that Talmud is excluded. Isn't this like Talmud? And that's why it would be only according to him. So the Gemara says no. Afilu teimur Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would agree in this context. V'shayni ha'achad, zil kari be'ravu. These are what's called, just go ask anybody who's in yeshiva, meaning this is not called a halachic hora'ah. A halachic hora'ah is something that you have to decide and then paskin. But sorry, that's mefurish in the Torah, that's not called a hora'ah. This is very crucial for many areas in halacha. For the concept of zakin mamre, for example. Zakin mamre is only chayiv if zakin mamre paskins. There are a lot of requirements for a zakin mamre, but one is that it has to be a hora'ah. That's what it means. Zakin mamre, he's more hora'ah. If zakin mamre goes back to his bezdin, and in his bezdin, in his own city, it says, you know what? There's no such thing as Shabbos. You know what? I mean, Pashin Halachas, so then that's not a zakin mamre, because that's not called a hora'ah. But many areas of halacha require that. Good. There is a couple of points before we do the next line, and that is, if you look in the both two achronim that seem to say the same, came up with the same idea. We've quoted it before from the Rav, but I saw it yesterday before we quoted again from the Rav in the name of one of the Rebbe, the Yagdol Torah. Yagdol Torah in quoted here in the Magali Sashas. He quotes that we do Hagba, we say, so Achronim point out that's somewhat of a problem. Why? Because you never allowed to quote a half a pasuk. The Gemara says elsewhere, called Psuka de la Paske Moshe, Adan lo Paskinon. We only quote Psukim that Moshe Rabbeinu told us. We don't quote half Psukim. So this is a question that comes up by the morning Kiddush. If somebody starts with Al Kein Berach, it's a question that comes up in the nighttime Kiddush. If somebody starts with Yom HaShishi, or even if somebody starts with Vayarei Voker, that's now a whole phrase, but it's still a half a pasuk. Pasuk starts Vayar Lakim as Kol Asher Asah V'hinei Tomaod Vayar V'yivoker Yom HaShishi. That's the whole pasuk. So it comes up at various times when we quote half pasukim. So how are we allowed to quote a half a pasuk? V'zozot Arshas Moshe V'nei Bnei Yisrael. That's one pasuk. Al Piyash Shabiyad Moshe is a different pasuk, tacked on. So how are we allowed to quote a half a pasuk? So the most pashut answer given, the Aruch HaShulchan says this and others, that say that Isser of Kol Pesukim Shel Paske Moshe only applies when you're quoting it B'Toras Pesukim. If I'm quoting it B'Toras Tfila, B'Toras Tachnunim, then it doesn't apply. Only applies B'Derek Pesukim. That's not probably the pashut pshat, the answer that's given in most contexts. But another answer given specifically in the Hagba case, it's quoted here in the name of Reb Nachum Zemba, and the author of Zer Avram killed in the Shoah, and also the Rav Salvation gave the same answer quoted in Nefesh HaRav. Maybe Vizos HaTorah Shersam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael is alluding to Torah Shebichsav. Vizos HaTorah Shersam Moshe Lefnei Bnei Yisrael, what Moshe placed in front of the Jews. Moshe just did it. Moshe didn't have any input. It was just placed. And then Al Pi Hashem beyond Moshe, where Moshe has a yad Moshe's more involved in the Mesorah, that's referred to Torah Shebal Peh. The first half of the phrase is Torah Shebal Sab, the second is Torah Shebal Peh. And we put it together to give the message of when you see, when you have Hagba, and you focus on the Klaf, we acknowledge that it's not the Torah Shebal Sab. You can't have Torah Shebal Sab without the Torah Shebal Peh. And that's what's, why is this said here? Because Rabbi Nachum Zemba says, it says, Talmud, that's referred, beyond Moshe, that's the Gemara, beyond Moshe, Zu Talmud. Talmud, referring to Torah Shebal Peh, that's Moshe Rabbeinu's beginning of the Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh, and that's why it says it here as well. And he says that relates to similar chashash. Why do we say it by Hagma? Like Gemara says in Brachas Yud Beis, that they originally had the Aseres HaDibros in tefillah every day, and they were mevatel it because of Tarobas Aminim. Remember we spoke about that Yisro and Va'eschanan times. The Gemara says that we don't want to focus too much on Aseres HaDibros because people are going to think that's all you have to focus on, just the Ten Commandments. Everything else is secondary. Right, so that's why the omavatalit, because of the achshash. So too here, if we focus too much on Torah Shebichsav, people might think that's the whole focus. Kamash Balan, not. Kamash Balan, we believe, obviously, in Torah Shebal Peh as well, and they go hand in hand. Rav Shechter quotes the same in Nefesh Arav on page Nun Dalid through Nun Vav, where he talks about the different mesoris of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, and the different job that Moshe Rabbeinu had between the two. But he said the exact same vart on Hagba of Vezosa Torah Shas of Moshe, the Frebri Israel, of Piyashem Bian Moshe. Same idea. I think we've quoted also the tour and the Kafachayim also in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. Maybe that's the difference in the brachas between bracha lefaneha and bracha lachareha when we get an aliyah. For before we get an aliyah, we say Asher Bachar Banu Mikal Ha'amim, V'nasa Lanu Taras. Hashem gave us the Torah, he gave us the Torah Shabachsav. And then afterwards we say Asher Nasa Lanu Taras MS. The Chayei Olam Nata B'Sochenu, he planted within us something that we do, that's the Torah Shebal Peh. After we read and we appreciate what it says, then we're like, oh, we can't understand this, we can't appreciate it without the Torah Shebal Peh. That's why, after we get the Aliyah, we acknowledge Torah Shebal Peh and not just Torah Shebichsav. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, all comes from beyond Moshe Zet Talmud. That's the phrase. Al Pi Hashem, beyond Moshe. Beyond Moshe is Torah Shebal Peh. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, third wide line, Halacha Kareb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, V'haz, Halacha Kareb Yosi, Reb Yehuda, meaning Mishnah and Gemara are both okay, because you're not paskening from there. You don't paskin from a Mishnah or a Gemara. You paskin from a Psak Halacha, obviously not from a Shulchan Aruch, but we paskin from a Shulchan Aruch, but they paskin from after the Gemara. Iva Rav Lamukhi Amora, I, Rav, never gave shiurim on Yantif. He was giving shiur in Hashkafa, in Lundis. Who says he was giving shiur in Halacha? So why wasn't he able to paskin? Or why wasn't he able to give the shiur? So shiny Rav, the orimor. You know, Rav always paskin. There was always Asuki Shmaitz Aliba the Hilchasa in Rav Shiurim. Ivan Nakim. Right, you know, there were different rabbis. Some rabbis, you go there, you expect to hear Machshava and London. And some rabbis, you go, you know, you're going to hear Psak Halacha. So that's what Rav always did. So where I said, V'nei Ketlo Lori. So why didn't he just give a shiur without Halacha? Why did he just give a shiur in conceptual analysis? Answer, Kal Hechad Yosef Rav Lo Sagile B'lo Horah. No, it was impossible. Whenever Rav sat down, it was impossible for him not to give Horah. Why? Why was it possible? So Rashi says here, to Kuliam Abo Amidei. Because everybody always asked him. Right, you couldn't have there are some rabbanim that whenever we see them, we have to ask them a question. Because they're just such a source. So that's Rashi. Rashi says it's impossible otherwise. If you look in the Aruch Haner points out that the Rambam has a little different shot what this means. Not just that, everybody went over to always ask, and therefore he always had to give a shiur in that way. But the Rambam says, V'imhaya chacham kavua. Lo yilmad, shalimudo hora'ahu. If he is a chacham kavua, then he shouldn't, because it's always going to turn into it. Masha bizet dahadrasha ba'atzmo nechshav et slo hora'a. Dahashom'im no hagim lamaisa api adrasha sheshamu. Sometimes a rav can give shir and he doesn't have to have kavana for the psak, but people are going to learn psak from his words. Even though he's just giving a shir and lamdis. Nafkamina, Rashi and the Rambam is if somebody is in that category, he's not giving a shit. People aren't going to ask him. But he's that type of person that whenever he speaks, people are like, oh, really, really, really? And they're going to model their behavior based on what he says. So it's a little different. Rashi and the Rambam, two different pshatim. What does it mean that Rav could never get away with giving a shir in that way? Because people will always follow what he says. Period. Sorry? What is he going to do at his Purim Suda? Okay, only have a family. Viter says the Mishnah. Rabosai, we have reached the Mishnah. We have reached the Mishnah of Nekuda Nifla'a. The Mishnah increases, the Pirshei Mishnayos increases, that we have quoted various times, and we will see it in a minute. Bez Hashem. Says the Mishnah. Yesh ochel achila achas v'chayav alayah arbachatos v'ashem echad. There's a possibility, once we're in this Masechta, talking about different types of Chayvei Chatos and other Chiyuvim, it's possible for a person to eat one thing and be Chayev five Karbanos, just for eating that one thing. Four Chatos and one Asha. How's it possible? Tamei Sha'achal Chelev, V'haya nosar. So far, what do we have? A tummy person's eating kashim, one aveira. Chelev, two aveiras. Nosar, three aveiras. Munim uktashim, that's included. B'yom ha-kipurim, that's four. On Yom Kippur. And I said five. Tommy Rashi quotes what the five are. Kodesh, Tuma, Chelev, Nosar, Yom Kippur. Those are the five karbanas that one is going to bring. Kodesh is Me'ila, that's the Asham. The other four are Chatos. Rabbi Meir Omer, I got a fifth. Am I a Shabbos, Vahotzio, Befiv, Chayiv? Ah, if he's eating it while he's walking outside on Shabbos without an Erev, that's the fifth one. So Amrulo, Einim, and Hashem. Now come on, that's not the same Isser. Another shame isser. You could also be plowing your field at the same time. You could also be doing other things. So the Chachamim say, no, Hotzah is not an isser achila. And therefore, that is not included. While Rabbi Meir would answer, no, it's also to do with the mouth. It's also to do with the same act that you're doing. And therefore, it would be included. Tos was also asked here, why don't you say it's another isser if he took a shvua not to eat this? So nishma, so that's another one. So Tosfos says, Yeshloma, midi de'isi b'she'ela loktani. That's a lesser of an isser, because it's an isser you can get out of. Can't get out of any of the other, isurim. So the next Tosfos also, at the top of the next Amud, what's the svar for Rabbi Meir? Of course it's different. So Tosfos says, no, maybe, because even though it's an isser hotza'a, when is it called a hanacha? We know for Hotsa you need an Akira and a Hanacha. Maybe the Hanacha is only when I swallow it. So it is at the moment of the eating. And it is really an Isser Achila of Hotsa'ah. So that was Rabbi Meir Shita and why he included it. Either way, this is a Machlokas. 2 points on this Mishnah. Number one is the Rambam. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis says right here, most well-known Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis in Krisos. Says the Rambam, let me tell you a secret. This secret, which the Rambam calls his Nekuda Nifla'a, his wondrous note. What is he talking about here? The Rambam here gives you ABCs of what the Gemara is about to talk about, and that is the concept of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Really, we hold that once something is Asr to me, I can't make it more Asr to me. Ein Isser Chalal Isser, with three exceptions. So the Rambam goes through all of this. If at the end of this year today we have time, we'll read the Rambam's words inside. I just wanted to mention this, and then we'll continue. And the Rambam says there are three exceptions to the rule. Isser Mosif, Isser Kolal, and Isser Basachas. Those are the three cases where Isser can be Chalal Isser. Basachas, if they're Chalal at the same exact moment. If a man gets married, so his mother-in-law, who is married, at the same moment becomes his mother-in-law, and is his, well, let's put it this way. That's an exception to the rule. I won't give that as an example. Let's say somebody gets, right, if there's Isser Basachas, so then there is a, what if the Rambam gives examples? Let me just, where the Rambam's examples of Basachas, I'll read it after. He says, V'yish kan klav, roi shavayim l'cha b'kitzer, kadosh yuvda l'cha b'yam, let me explain. Let me yisbar l'cha, kol mashen emar, ein Isser Chalal Isser, there are three exceptions to the rule. Well, you're talking about Becha Mishlosh Upanim. O Bukulam Yachad, the Heim Isser Mosif, the Isser Kov Isser Basachas. Aval Ein Shum Derach, Shiachal Isser Al Isser, Bezula Shlosh Upanim Alalu. Kimina Klalim Etzleinu, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So he says, what are examples to this? He says, let me just find you an example. Val Derach Zetadun Bishar Isser, Abruk, Kim Dinzeh, I thought he quoted it at the beginning. Vimachlu Hayom, so Kippur, okay. Either way, I'll find one later that is Basachas. Either way, says the Rambam, those are the three exceptions to the rule. But then he says, I'll give you an exception to the three exceptions, and that is Isser Hana'a of Basar B'Chalav compared to the Isser Achila of Basar B'Chalav. We usually say in Isser Mosif, which means that the Isser is more Usser to me. In Isser Kolel, which is an Isser that includes more people. This is Usser to more people. So, says the Rambam, so those usually, you would say, let by Isser Hana'a, that's a more inclusive Isser, used to only be Usser for me to eat. And now it's Usser for me to get benefit from it, that's called an Isser Mosif. Says the Rambam, usually yes, but not by Basar B'Chalav. Basar B'Chalav is not an Isser Hana'a that's considered Mosif to its Isser Achila. Why? Because if you look in the Torah, it's not formulated as a separate Isser. It also says, L'Savash HaGadi B'Chalev Imo, and the Isser Hana'a flows from the Isser Achila of Basar B'Chalav, conceptually, and therefore it's not called an Isser Mosav. And that's why if I cook nevela in chalav, I don't get the Isser Hana of Asa b'chalav. Because it's already meat, and it's already Asa for me to eat. And this Rahana is not going to add on. That's the Rambam's secret that he says, this will help you understand many different contexts and many different issues that are going to come up in this Pesachta and elsewhere in Shas. Okay, so that is the Rambam, and we'll get back to it and see examples. Sorry, I didn't read other examples. I didn't find it right away, but we'll get back to that a little bit later. Number one other point on the Mishnah, and that is a discussion of the Ksos and the Nesivos. The Ksos in Simen Chavches, we haven't had a lot of Ksoses lately, so once one comes up, we should discuss. So the Ksos in Simen Chavches is out to prove, relating to the sugya of Kimle Bedrabamine, which usually is the Isser Misa, knocks out the Isser Mamon, Vechulu. The Ksos quotes, and the Ksos holds, and he proves it, he's emphatic about it, that Kimle Bedrabamine only knocks out the Chiyuv upon Bezdin to implement ownship. But he holds there's still a chi of Latzei Sidei Shamayim relating to the Isurim. That's the Ksos Hashita. He quotes it from, proves it from various sources. Even if somebody is Chayiv Misa, Latzei Sidei Shamayim, he should be Chayiv Mamon. And even if it's Shogeg, so if he's Patami Misa, but Kimle still applies, we hold, still he should pay the money. And he brings a Raya. He quotes a Gemara in our Gemara, in Meseches Krisus. How he says, nearly Yashi, about the Kashla Meseches Krisus, Yud Gimel, says, Rabbi Meir Omer, Afe Maisa Shabbos, Vosio Befiv, Eina Menashe. What does Rabbi Meir say? You're going to be Chayiv a Karban in the case of Shabbos. 1 second, Shabbos, that's an Isser Misa. An Isser Misa should knock out, right, Kimlein B'Dramimine. So you shouldn't be Chayiv the carbon. What's the extra carbon? The extra carbon is for Shabbos. He says, 1 second. The Kashlan, Mam Hosef Rabbi Meir Shabbos, Tabad the Hosef Chiser Asham. Why? Because you're only Chayiv a carbon Asham if you're also going to be Chayiv, Tosfos says, that he quotes the Tosfos, if you're also going to be Chayiv the money, the Chomesh, by carbon Asham. And because if you say it's a case of Shabbos where Kimle is going to apply, it's going to knock out the money for Asham, and therefore it's going to knock out the carbon of Asham. So according to Rabbi Meir, he's having an added carbon, but he's got to also take away a carbon. How could Rabbi Meir just add a carbon? Because the Asham is going to be knocked out. The Asham Me'ilos is going to be knocked out according to Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says, we're talking about Shabbos. Shabbos means there's a Chiyav Misa. If there's a Chiyav Misa, you're going to say Kibbeh V'drabimineh on the Chomesh, on the money that has to be paid for the Me'ilos. But he said, but he quotes the Tosfos that the Chiyav Karban of Me'ilah is connected to the Chiyav Karen of Me'ilah. And therefore, if you're not going to be Chiyav the money for Me'ilah,
Shabbos is not Misa.
No, but all five is going to be knocked out. This one act is being mechayev of you, Misa. And therefore, it should knock out any monetary.
But the act's not chayev Misa. He's
chayev. No, but even if you're Bishogeg, we paskin. Kilei Rabbanei works even if you violate Bishogeg. Even if you're not going to be chayev. So therefore, he says, Im Haisa Shabbos, you mechayev Misa's bezin, vade poter mitashlumin. The filler Rabbi Meir, he agrees that you're Mesa Vashayim Leslai, Vivkein Leka Asham. Vivkein Mamosa Rabbi Meir, give it the Mechaser, Edach, Vahu Asham. So it must be, says the Ksos, that he's still chayiv bidei shamayim. And that's how you say he could still be chayiv. That's his raya, then the Nesivos gets out of the raya, and other achronim. This is the Ksos's raya that Kimle only knocks out the chayiv upon Bezdim, and not the chayiv upon the person. He brings a raya from our Mishnah in Krisus Yud Gimel. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Neima Islel Remeir Isser Chalal Isser. 1 second. Remeir adds on of carbon in our Mishnah. So should we say he holds Isser Chalal Isser? The Gemara just picks up Rabbi Meir because the Tadakama has no name. Or the Tadakama also holds of it. But should we say Remeir holds of it? Nehi, the Gemara answers. Nehi, the Isser Chalal Isser, Leslai, Isser Cholav, Isser Mosif, Islai. No. He doesn't hold of Isser Chalal Isser, but he holds of the exceptions. As we just said, and the Gemara goes through, Tahar, how do you have all of these as Isser, being Chal al Isser, as an exception? So it's got to be in a specific order. So Tahar, Meikara lo Asser, Ela b'chelef. A Tahar person, so we start off with a piece of non-kosher fat. So it's Asr. Habile Tame. The person becomes Tame. So now, Migo to Asr, Bachatichos Tahoros, Itosav Bein Nami Isura Ilave Chalev. Because all Tar chatichos are now included. So therefore, I'm also, that iser is also chal on chalev. The chalev meikar lo aser ela ba'achila. Akdeshe, but once it becomes a carbon, migudi tosef be isura dahana'a, itosef be lagabi chalev. So now, other isura hana'a of hekdesh is considered iser mosif. Just butzer b'chalav, we said before, is not. But here it is, so that's why it becomes more aser once it becomes a carbon. V'yakati, lehedyot hu aser, avalagavo ashari. But still, only lehedyot it is aser, but it's still, chalav is mutol lagavoa, you burn it on the mizbeach, and then havilei nosar. Once it becomes nosar, migo di tosef isur lagabi gavoa, since you can no longer burn it, so it's a more inclusive isur, itosef be lagabi hedyot. So that is, continuing, how it's chal nosar is chal. Chal ale yom kippurim. Once Yom Kippur comes along, migo di tosef be iser lagabe chulin, itosef be lagabe gavoa. Now that all food in the world becomes aser, so that's how each step of the way could be a more inclusive iser. Okay, we're not going to be mechalik right now, I said a little bit before, between mosif and kolel, because it's not so straightforward. Different rishonim. Call some iser of kolel, some mosif. More people involved, more items involved, more aser to me. All of those are exceptions. Just machlokas, whether it's called a mosif or a kolel. Period. Says the Gemara, v'nisni heichatos. I can think of another one. A fifth carbon. V'nukme kigon da'achal kizayis pigol. What about pigol? When you add on pigol, that it was a kohen had a pigol thought. To eat a chutzlizmano, says the Gemara, no bechada behema kamairi, b'shtei behemos lo kamairi. We're talking about one animal. So one animal becomes, you know, you can't have pigo with this other, right, it's already nosar. So you can't have pigo. So one second, a nosar and pigo, bechada behema lo mishkachas lo, you can never have it? Nosar and pigo on the same animal? Alamalo, why not? Mishkachas lo kagon, shehelo aver pigo lagabe mizbeach. You brought up an aver, a limb of pigo, up to the mizbeach. Dipaka pigule mine. We know the halacha is, we learned this back in earlier mesechtes, the second that you bring something up to the mizbeach, so then all other isurim are paka. Vahavile nosar. But it could still be nosar. Kida amar ula. Komet shepigul, komet pigul shel alagabi mizbeach, paka pigulo mimeno vahavile nosar. So the item, the aver that was brought up to the mizbeach is now, no, sir, the limb, the aver that's left off the mizbeach is pickle. So you can have pickle in the same animal. And then let's say he eats, right, within, right, one helam, he eats a piece of this and a piece of that. So can you come up with a case that there's one animal, pickle and no, sir? So the Gemara says again, no, be'aver echad kamairi. No, we're talking about one limb, not one animal, one limb. B'shneiver lo kamairi. So what's the case where you can eat a kezayis of one limb and be chayav all these karbanas? Somewhere it says again, you can't? What do you mean? Just split one limb in half. Alamalo, why not? Mishkachas la kegon, shehela aver pigol gabi mizbeach. Depalge anche al gabi mizbeach. Half of it you put on the fire. Upalge me'avroi, and half you didn't, the mizbeach. Tiahud mizbeach paka pigol havile nosar. Ukudamarula. The half, the one of the mizbeach is paka. Komet, as Ula said, komet's pigol, shehela al mizbeach, paka pigol havile nosar. See, but within one limb. So what's so difficult? Once you're coming up with this case that you figured out of 4 plus 1, so why can't you come up with a case of 5 plus 1? And on pigol, the Gemara says, "Amale, no, lo, iruba de mizbeach shadi la mizbeach, ruba davroi shadi lavroi." When it comes to a varim in kachim, you always go by rove of the limb and you decide what it is. So if it's mostly burned, then the whole thing is not going to be. You can't split. You can't say this is pigol and this is nosar. Depending, whatever the rove is, that's what you're going to decide is what's determined for the entire limb. Stop there for, let's see, one more line. Tifsho debai Rabbi Barachama, holcha mebar macha rovolo. Why don't we answer Rabbi Barachama's shaila, where he asks elsewhere in Maseches Chulin, do you go by rove when it comes to limbs? So the fact that the Mishnah didn't suggest this case, we answered, you know why? Was because you follow the rove. So why don't we answer his baya, ibaya, with our Mishnah? So where it says, Ella, no, this is the real answer. Ella, because I is echad kamairi, b'shei zeisam lo kamairi. We want to know, how can you violate with one kezayis? You can't have no certain pickle in one kezayis. And therefore, forget the limbs, so maybe that's the real answer. It's only by one kezayis we can't figure out a case which would have pickle involved too. There's a lot, but let's just, I guess, get to the two dots first. Velo, really? Why not? Hakatan Yom Kippur, Ubiyamaki Purb, Koseves, Nebachayev, Koseves, Beshnekesim. You say the Mishnah's focus on one Kazayas? Yom Kippur is two Kazayasim. And that's one of the Yisurim involved. Yom Kippur, the Shear, as we know, is a Koseves. It doesn't say on Yom Kippur not to eat, it says we have to be in a state of Inui, which means Koseves, which means Kazayasim. So, Amrab Zera, no. Two answers given. That, no, you only ate one kezias of Isser. You only added on another kezias just to be mashlum l'shir for Yom Kippur. But it's not that that was Usser. Amar Reb Zirkon, she'achal kulya b'chalba, maybe you ate a piece of kidney with the fats. So the kidney wasn't Usser. It's just that it's Yom Kippur. Or Papa Amar going to malya b'tamre, you finished out the shir with dates. But either way, no, the focus of the Mishnah is that there's only a kezias that is usher, and you will mashlim the shear with something else. But that is what it's suggested, but it's all about a kezias. Number one. Number two, let's just finish up, and then we'll, you know, this is a separate question. Yes, let's stop there for a minute and make one or two comments. Rav Yashiv points out a question that all the Akronim ask here. The Gemara says here that right when it goes on the Mizbeach, Paka pigula mimenu. The Gemara says that about Noser too. That paka Noser mimenu when it's on the Mizbeach. So what's the Gemara talking about here? That it's, you're going to lose the pigula. What about the Noser? So Rav Yashiv says it must be that the kaza of paka pigula only applies if the status is there, then the Mizbeach removes it. But if the status isn't there yet, it's still possible to become that after. I mean, if something is on the fire, put on the fire and it's pigul, so it's paka pigula mimenu. But here, it didn't become noser yet. If it was on the fire, and then it came off the fire, it was never up on the fire, it stays on the mizbeach, not being on the fire, it can become noser. That whole principle is only, it can remove. The mizbeach removes shame noser and shame pigul. But if it was not, so then, chashiv lo, it could be, it could work. It could work. Okay, that is the that's Rav Yashiv's suggestion of others. Rav Yashiv talks about that, but some early Achronim discussed that. Okay, let's continue again. Not for now. There's others. Let me just mention it. It's an important Rashi. Rashi on the Isser Hana'a line earlier. Rashi says when it became Asr Bahana'a. Rashi says on the third skinny line Isser Hana'a Haynu Mosif the Itosif Isura Achefza. Achronim and Medayik, are Isurei Achilas all Gavra focused, and Isurei Hanah might be Chefza focused. It's a lot that we could talk about there, but at least that Rashi is plays an important role in that sugya. Let's continue though now, because we have something in Yoni Pesach coming up. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada Bar Acha Masni Hechatos. He has five. He has a fifth one. Umatritz leg could go to Achal because I has pigle. He has pigle. V'lo mashani kahani shinuyu tukam mashaninan. And he didn't have any of these answers. He had pigle in our Mishnah, and he doesn't have all these answers of one aver and one kezayis v'chulu. V'nisti sheish chatos. So I have another one then. V'nukmi go to Achal kezayis dam. What about dam? Throw that one in too. Once he doesn't have a limit on the other things, why does he throw in dam? Answer, v'chad achila kamayri, v'shei achilos lo kamayri. Right, no, it's got to be only one achila. V'shiru chachamim, de'ein beis habliya machzak yosef b'shnei zesim. And your mouth can't hold two, more than two kezesim. And the Mishnah is talking about one achila. So to add on another one, pigol, two kezesim, fine. Three kezesim with dam, it's not going to fit. Two ha'aras. Number one, there's a big discussion in the achronim, really. Kezayas dam, is dam a solid? I thought solids go by kezesim and liquids go by revius. So what does it mean? So some say, oh, it means congealed blood. Congealed blood, that's why it's a kezias. The Brisker Rav, though, the Griz quotes his father of Chaim in Meseches Nazir, very important yourself, in Nazir on Daf Lamed Dalid, where Chaim says it doesn't go by solid versus liquid. It goes by what the Torah says. Don't eat or don't drink. If the Torah says don't eat, it goes by kezias, even if it is a liquid, like dam. It says lo sochal dam. If the Torah says don't eat it, so therefore the shear is a kezias and not a revius. Aye, that's what Reb Chaim says. Then Reb Chaim asks on himself, aye, the Rambam says the shear that you have for eating the kezias of dam is how long it takes you to drink a Revius. How does that work? Says Reb Chaim, there's a difference between the amount that's needed and the act that's being done. The amount that's needed goes by, what does the Torah say? Lo sochal or lo sishta. But in terms of the time, you're doing a maisa shtia. So you're doing a maisa, how do you define a maisa shtia? A certain amount of time that it takes to drink a revius. So it's unbelievable. It's like a kezias in the time it takes you to drink a revius. That's his chilek. Again, nazir daf lamadalan. The amount versus the maisa. That's an important ha'ara. The other ha'ara is the Mordechai. The Mordechai on the last page of Psachim says, what do you mean? You could only fit two kezesim? So what did Hillel do? Zeichel HaMikdash keHillel, Kedas HaHillel. He was Korech Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Biyachad, L'Kayim HaShadev. He had a kezais of each thing. He had three kezesim in his mouth. So ask the Mordechai on the last page of Psachim. How did Hillel do it? Mordechai answers that it must be that he crushed it up. And the Gemara here only means by whole items. But by crushed items, so then that you could fit even more. So then the question is, so why didn't the Mishnah say here, you can be chayav more than that with crushed items. With crushed items. That's what he, Rav Yashiv says. He says, v'yishliyashiv, he says, the Gemara is only talking about a regular derech achila, not if it's crushed up. Okay, but either way, okay, we got Pesach related in this daf. Wonderful. Rabbi Meir Omer v'chulu. V'nisnis. Rabbi Meir says if you're eating it on the way out, you're also chayiv another carbon. Nisni im hotzi o chayiv. My time oktani im haisa b'shabbos. What do you mean? We're talking about Yom Kippur. So what do you have to jump to Shabbos for hotza? Just say it's Yom Kippur. That's why you're going to be chayiv. Hamarav from Zosomeris. What must you hold? Our Mishnah must be holding Erev Votsa al the Shabbos, Veidir Votsa liyom Kippurim. It must be that this is the opinion Machlokas and Maseches Beitza and elsewhere that there's a concept of Erev Votsa on Shabbos and not the Yom Kippur. You don't have to be worried about Votsa on Yom Kippur, even though it's Shabbos Shabbason, just like Shabbos. But you don't have to be worried about it. It must be that's what this Panda Amar holds. What is the lashon of Erev? Tosfos says Nisarva Votsa im Shamalachas. Hotzah is included with all the other malachas. Again, Hotzah is unique. You got the most press time in Masechta Shabbos for Hotzah, but it's the only one that is Gemara calls, Tosfos calls malacha Geruah. You know, Hotzah is a unique context, but that might not apply to Yom Kippur. So maybe that's what our Mishnah is holding. So Gemara says, Mimai, no, maybe not. Domayesh Erev Hotzah Yom Kippurim. Maybe there is. V'achik Tani, Im Haisa Shabbos V'Hotzio Chayef Afishim Shabbos Yom Kippurim. Maybe the emphasis is no, also. Also, Yom Kippur you're already chayiv for eating it. But maybe you're saying, if it's Shabbos and you took it out, you're af mishum, just adding. No chiddush. So, ela'i itma d'rafram al-hadah itmar. You're right. If we had any diak from Rafram about ein irvos on Yom Kippurim, it's the following. D'tanya, v'shilap yad ish iti, we send the seer la'zazel, the Brisa says, with the designated man. Ish l'hakshir es azar. Ish includes even a zar could do this. E.T. Afilu Batuma. He's designated. He's the man. Even if he's Tameh. The Afilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, we send him out. If Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos. E.T. B'Mizuman. It has to be designated. So, K'tani, what did the Brisa say? E.T. Afilu B'Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? When he's going to walk outside Tchum, he's going to maybe carry stuff, he's going to stop by those houses, right, even on Shabbos. What's the Chiddush? Even Yom Kippur. You have issues of Erev and Otsah. So Amar Arafram, Zoso Meretz, Erev Otsah L'Shabbos, Erev Otsah L'Yom Kippurim. So it must be, from that, that's the Brisa that he's been dying from. And again, the Gemara rejects it. Mimai, Shaini Sir HaMishtaleach, Tehech Sheiro B'Yom Kippurim B'Kach. Maybe the Chiddush of Shabbos is that this is the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So it's obvious that this is Docha Yom Kippur. Because, you know, Ein Brera. Right, just like similarly, why you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though I as a yantif, you know, musical instruments, right, the Taz is issue, because this is the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. So through here, it would have been obvious that you have to do this on Yom Kippur. But if it falls out on Shabbos, maybe not. Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush. There's no Raya. El de Rafram Barusahi. So Rafram is false. There's no Raya that Ein Erev V'Hotzal Yom Kippurim. There is! And that's what we paskin as well. Period. Says the Mishnah. For the following couple of Mishnayas, it's good to have charts. We're not going to go through all of the exact cases, how it happens. We'll trust the Gemara. But the Mishnah, if you work it out, if you write out charts, I don't have charts here, but write it out, it works out. The next Mishnayos are discussing how a woman could be usher to me in six different ways. She could be my mother, and my daughter, and my daughter-in-law, and my father's brother's wife. All the different cases, and the charts are all there in the Mishnayos that you have. Feel free, but let's just read it. Yesh ba biachas b'chayav ala v'chatos. There are cases where somebody could do one ma'isa bia b'shogeg and b'chayav six chatos. Ketzan haba al bito. Somebody could live with his daughter. Chayav ala b'shem bito v'achoso. What's v'achoso? This guy had been violated his mother. And therefore, this woman is his, and then this woman is his sister, and then it's his daughter, right? V'achoso, eshes achiv, his brother's wife, eshes achiyaviv, eshes venita. It just means in this woman that after he did the original iser, this woman went and married all these different people, and then he lived with her, right? She married his father's brother, his father's brother. Right, all these cases, and you work it out, as the Gemara is about to, in the right order, that it's an Isser Moses. Vinida, she happened to be a Nida at the time as well. So the Gemara says, Valesle Remeir Isser Chal Isser, Remeir doesn't hold of that? So the Gemara says, no. Nida Isser Chal Isser, Lesle Isser Mosif, Isser Chal Isle. You work it out, you do it in the right order, all this works out to be Mosif and Kolos. Kagon, Shabbat, Alimo Baholivaz, a man violates his mother, and has a daughter from that relationship, so that daughter is his sister. Right? And his daughter. Right, the iser bito ba'achoso ba'hadiyadadiyasi. So that's an iser basachas. Right, the daughter, the girl that's born to his mother is his sister and his daughter at the same time. Is she a mamzeris? Yes, we'll talk about that in a second. Niseis la'achiv. If that daughter then goes marries his brother now, so now that's eshes ach. Migo di itosef iser lagabe achin. Since now she is now usher to the other brothers. Because of Eishes Ach, Itozev Yisur Lagabi Didei. So even though she's already usher to him, because it's her brother and her father, right? So then now it's also Eishes Ach. Niseis La'achi Aviv. Now she went and married his uncle. Migo Itozev Yisur Lagabi Shar Achei Aviv. Itozev Lagabi Didei. Right, and therefore another Isser kicks in. Habile Eishes Ish. Once she gets married, let's say in all these cases the husband died, but then she gets married again, so that's also adds on Isser to the rest of the world. Migo ditosef Isser Lagabe Alma, ditosef Nami Lagabe Didei, Havile Nida, she becomes a Nida, Migo ditosef Isser Lagabe Baila, ditosef Nami Lagabe Didei. Works out beautifully, I'm not going to give all the names, but that is the Isser, how it works out. Josh just asked Tosef's question. Tosef says, but she's a Mam Zeres right after the first relationship, so she's already Usser. She's a mamzeres. Mamzeres, he Tosfos asks. How is Isser Chal Isser? Answers Tosfos in the second answer. No, it's an Isser Chamor. Mamzeres is only Isser Laf. And these are an Isser Misa. So that's how Isser Chal Isser can be Chal. Tosfos ends off by saying, Kedeprecious La'el. Kedeprecious La'el. And so in the Achronim point out, nowhere, Tosfos doesn't talk about this anywhere earlier in the Masechta. So what does it mean, kedeprecious la'el? So some take it, the Chok Nasan takes out those two words. But the Tzvach Ronin pointed out that this discussion is had in Bali Tosas, quoted in the Shidduch Kubetzes earlier in the Masechta. So it could be that that's what Tosas is referring to. Bali Tosas, not printed on the Daf, but printed in the Shita, Bali Tosas have the discussion of Isser Chalal Isser by Nisser Chamor in these contexts as well. Good. Let us continue. Again, there's more here about Mamzeres, but we have to go. Mishnah. Haba al bas bito. Another case. Somebody lives with his granddaughter. Bas bito. Chayiv alei mishum bas bito. There's a way that he could be his granddaughter, his daughter's daughter. Vikhalasa, and his own daughter-in-law. But that means he lives with his daughter. If he lives with his daughter-in-law, that's going to be his granddaughter. The Ashes Achiv, the Ashes Achiyaviv, the Ashes Ishvinida, same thing. Rabbi Yossi Omer, im Avar Zakein Vinasa, if his grandfather, if the great grandfather had previously been with this woman, then the grandfather would also violate Ashes Av. Nachayav Alam Yishim Ashes Av. Vachen Abba, in the same, bunch of Yisurim can be had with Habal, Bas Ishto, Baal Bas Bita. Right, if all this woman goes and is with all of these relationships. And the Gemara explains again. Ketani chayav alei mishum eishes av. Mishar yalei. One second. Eishes av, chayav mishum eishes av. Who allowed the great-grandfather to live with this woman? Why? Because if you do the math, Rashi explains, this woman is already eishes achiv of the grandfather. So how did the grandfather marry this woman? We're saying the only one who's doing something wrong here is the father. But it's already Eishes Av. The original grandfather's brother had died. And therefore, there's a mitzvah of Yibam there, and that's why he was allowed to do it. Ihachi may avar. So what does it mean, avar? The Mishnah says, avar zakein v'nasa. So, Amar Yaakov, she'avar mishum kalas bino shnia. He violated because of the daughter-in-law of his, of the son, Kidatanya. If you look at the charts, they explain how this could be a daughter-in-law also of the grandfather. Kalaso erva, kalas bino, shnia, on a drabanan level. Right, shnia. It's avar because there's an issa drabanan. You know, the rabbanan added on 20 different arayos drabanan, shnios. So you're right, on a daraisa level, this was not an isser. It was eshes ach, where there was a mitzvah of yibum. But on a drabanan level, this was kalas bino, the daughter-in-law of a son, is not asr daraisa. But that's added on, so that's why this father, this grandfather, the zakein, married his son's daughter-in-law, which is asr d'rabbanan. That's why it means avar. But on a daraisa level, it can be chal. Fine. V'chein atamotze be bas beno ube bas ben beno atzov kol hadoros. Period. Says the Gemara now. We said the Rabbi Yossi iser chal al iser. But what do you mean? Does Rabbi Yossi hold iser is chal al iser? Vatanan. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin? Avar aveira sheish bash de misos. Nidon bachamura. The Mishnah says if somebody violates an aveira that has two misos, you get the worst one. You get the worst misa. That's not kimlay, but just you get the worst misa. Rabbi Yossi over no nidon bezika rishona sheba alav. Rabbi Yossi says you get the earliest one, not the worst one. Why? Tanya, what's the example? Ketzad amar Rabbi Yossi nidon bezika rishona. What does that mean? Chamoso v'nasas eishes ish. What if someone's mother-in-law is single, and then she gets married? So then, first this woman was usher because it's a mother-in-law, and then a married woman. So nidon mishum chamoso. So then he gets the punishment of chamoso. Eishes ish v'nasas chamoso. No, what if she's a married woman and then becomes the mother-in-law? Nidam shem eishes ish. So doesn't that show, what's the svara for that? Isn't that because Rabbi Yossi holds, you don't say iser chalal iser? You always go by the first iser? Amar Rabbi Avahu, modeh Rabbi Yossi b'iser mosif. No, he's modeh by an iser mosif. Those don't have an iser mosif, but he's modeh by an iser mosif. V'chet yasaravan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, modeh Rabbi Yossi b'iser mosif. And therefore, in our Mishnayos, it's an iser mosif. My iser mosif ika hacha. What's the iser mosif here, in our case? Rabbi Yossi, right, the last line, he said, this is also going to be eishes av. How is there an iser mosif there by eishes av? So the Gemara answers, no. Deika bravasaba. If the grandfather has another son, migo di tosef yisur lagabe brei, since regarding that son, there's now an isser of eishes ach, di tosef yisur lagabe di day. Therefore, there's also an isser lagabe him as well, so he agrees by an isser mosif. Good. There's an important Rambam, and then this will finish. The Rambam says in Hilchos Shkagos, the Rambam says that in all these cases of mosif, the Rambam says, "Kol elu shetiaser zuha erva aleihem iser mosif. Tzarech sheyihu anashim achirim mitzuyin ba'olam kidei shetiaser aleihem." You can't just say if this guy doesn't have any relatives. Oh, it includes other brothers. It includes other this, other that. You can't say that theoretically. It's only called a mosif or a kolel if lemaisa there are actual people that it becomes aser to. Umitosha teaser alayan yitosif iser achel lazeh. Avalam einam mitsuyim, ein omrim, hol v'ilu hayu lazeh banim o'achim, haisa ne'aseres alayam yitosif ba iser lazakein. You don't say ilu haya. Where did the Rambam get that from? Kesef Mishnah, this line that we just read. De'ika bralasaba. Right, why don't we just say, what do you mean? If there were sons, that there would be an iser. So even if, no, that's what the Rambam gets it from. There has to be other sons for the iser mosa to be chal on. And therefore, b'meila can be chal on him as well. So that's the important Rambam against Shkaglis Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel. That is the Rambam. Again, beautiful stuff here. Includes that very technical, but obviously we're not talking about cases where actually somebody did this or this woman married these types of. We're not talking about the mishpachas of Esav, as we know. The end of Vayishlach discusses all of the usher relationship that took place there. But the Gemara is just try to figure out conceptually how this is possible, and therefore, you can be chayiv five chatos. It's like halachic conceptual riddles, figuring out exactly how this can come up. and using our brain to figure out what the Dvar Hashem would say about these cases of Isser Mosif and Isser Kolam. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem will continue with the more of the Arayas issues coming up tomorrow, and then on Daf Tezvav, we get into Gufun Machlokim, Shemus Machlokim, hardcore Meseches Krisis items that are on the horizon. Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Arayas, Hilchas Kachim, Daf Tezvav. There's a lot to talk about tomorrow, but Hashem, we will continue. Haggadah she was given last night, I don't know if it's up yet, but we posted it, so hopefully the OU will post it, did it ready, or they'll post it sometime this morning.